This is how people in Rwanda's western province start their day, attempting to save whatever they can from their ruined homes. Muddy waters from Tuesday night's landslide still flow through Rubavu district, one of the hardest hit areas. Those who managed to escape the deluge described what they experienced.
I was in bed. Suddenly my house moved and I thought it was the wind mixed with rain. Just as I was thinking what to do, the water was gone and the walls of my house were destroyed. I was saved by a neighbor and ran with my children.
The rain was coming down heavily. Through the windows, I saw a neighbor's house falling down and the old man living in it died. All of a sudden, the water and the river attacked us everywhere and the houses fell down one by one and we fled.
Rescue crews are having a hard time getting to those most affected, blocked main roads severely hampering rescue efforts. President Paul Kagame tweeted his condolences, saying his government will do everything within its means to assist. The governor of the Western Province, where most of the deaths are being reported, says his officials have prioritized reaching damaged houses to make sure no one is trapped. Those hoping for some relief from the downpours will have to wait. The Rwanda Meteorology Agency is warning more rain is to come. Malekhabe Motsepe, Al Jazeera.